Emmy award-winning Detroit filmmaker Keith Famey premiering his documentary Detroit, Our Greatest Generation, tonight, 7 o'clock at the Fox Theater. Keith Famey now joining us on the live line to discuss that new film. Keith, thanks for joining us on WWJ.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. The film, a tribute to Michigan's declining population of World War II veterans. What was the motivation to tackle such a heavy subject like this?
You know, I had two reasons. One, time, and you just said it, declining. Last week alone, they buried 25 World War II veterans in Michigan. On a national average, they're passing away at 1,500 a day. If we don't tell this story now, it's never going to be told. And second of all, the story's never been told about Michigan and our greatest generation. But more importantly, the impact Detroit and Michigan had on the war. And we're so excited to have Tom Brokaw in the film, and he clearly states, and we should all be very proud of it, that without Michigan and not without Detroit and what Detroit did during the war effort, the war may not have been won. And that's a substantial statement.
Now, as far as finding these individuals, how challenging was it to find the people that we'll see in your film?
Finding the individuals was not difficult at all. There are, you know, just so many of them in Michigan, and the willingness to talk at this stage in their life, it's charming, actually. And my father passed away 7 years ago of Alzheimer's, and he was a bombardier on a B-17, and every time I sat with one of these World War II veterans, it was like I was sitting with my dad. So it wasn't difficult at all. Actually, unfortunately, I wish that we could have included every story, every interview, everyone we ever talked to. And we worked on this project now for 16 months. We filmed over 80 hours. And what's going to premiere at the Fox tonight is a special 1 hour, or I'm sorry, 100-minute director's cut version. And so that's it's going to be special. As one son said, which was really really charming, he said, you know, I couldn't get my dad to talk about his World War II experiences all his life, and now that you've done this interview with him, I can't get him to shut up. So it was fun. So there, the movie is going to have some very wonderful humorous moments, and there are some very touching moments. We spent time, a great deal of time, with Sonny Elliott, and of course, you know Sonny, and you're going to see a side of Sonny. You know, he's 91 years old. He goes to work every day. You're going to see a side of Sonny that very few people have ever seen or even heard the in-depth story of what it was like when that B-24 bomber that he was a pilot of was going down in flames, and he was the last one to parachute out and then spent 18 months in a prisoner camp. So these are stories that we get to hear now, and we should listen to them, and we'll forever have this now as our history of Michigan.
Keith, everyone's familiar, of course, with the arsenal of democracy and the role that automakers played in providing the tanks, the jeeps, and other heavy artillery and equipment as such for the war effort. But from your perspective, talking about Michigan's World War II veterans, what do you hope people will take away from your film?
I think that the simplest message I hope people take away from the film is that when they see, it becomes an awareness. When they see an elderly person in their 80s and 90s in a store, a grocery store, in a movie theater, at any you know, drug store, they just take the time to walk up to them, shake their hand, say thank you. You know what? They deserve it, and you can be almost guaranteed anybody in their 80s or 90s, whether they were on the field carrying a gun or they were in a factory, they somehow had an impact on our war effort. And never before in the history of America was America so unified as a patriotic nation. And they all came together. And these were the Depression babies. I mean, they went through the Depression, they went to the war, they came home and just went to work. They're very, very humble. And, you know, they really deserve our thanks. And I hope that the younger generations now and even the younger generations to come understand how important that generation was. And here's a very fact of reality. You look 5 years and 10 years forward, they'll be gone. That is a really unnerving thought, to think that that sector of society will no longer be here. They will be gone. And it's just time that we really understand the importance of that. And tonight's event at the Fox is going to be a celebration, not only of showing the film, but an amazing evening of entertainment. The U.S. Army 338th Band is performing with Mitch Ryder and Stuart Frankie, and all the branches of current military will be there to sing their branch song. It's going to be just a very touching evening. Cornerstone Schools from Detroit are doing the national anthem, and hundreds of World War II veterans are coming out with family members, current military, Vietnam veterans. It's going to be it'll be an evening that will never be repeated in our history.
He's the man behind the documentary Detroit, Our Greatest Generation, filmmaker Keith Famey. Keith, thanks for joining us this morning on WWJ.